The current time is 5:20 p.m.
From the Norman Forecast Office, here is the forecast for Stillwater and surrounding area. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. North winds around 10 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs around 60. Northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 40. Southeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 60s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 40s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Highs around 60. Monday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Colder. Lows in the upper 30s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 60s. Wednesday night and Thursday, partly cloudy. Lows around 40. Highs in the mid-60s. Thursday night and Friday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs in the mid-60s. Here is a look at today's historical weather information. March 1907 was quite warm in Oklahoma City. 9 daily records remain, including 3 daily high temperature records, and 6 daily records for warmest low temperature. March 1907 also holds the records for the hottest temperature ever recorded in March, 97 degrees, and the warmest low temperature ever recorded in March, 68 degrees. Overall, the month ranked as the second warmest March ever with an average temperature of 59.5 degrees, slightly more than 9 degrees above normal. You are listening to Stillwater Weather Radio, and here are 5 p.m. weather observations. At Stillwater, it was sunny. The temperature was 64 degrees, the dew point 29, and the relative humidity 26%. The wind was northwest at 13 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.75 inches and rising. At Enid, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 64. The wind was north at 12. At Guthrie, it was sunny. The temperature was 63. The wind was north at 8. Observations from around the region. At Whitward, it was sunny, with a temperature of 63. At Oklahoma City, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 65. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 58 at Wichita, 79 at Dallas-Fort Worth, and 67 at Tulsa. At Springfield, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 57. Once again at 5 p.m., at Stillwater, it was sunny. The temperature was 64.
At Stillwater, the sunset this evening occurs at 6:38 p.m., and the sunrise in the morning occurs at 6:34 a.m.
Extreme fire danger across western North Texas and southern Oklahoma this afternoon. Very high fire danger across northern, western, and central Oklahoma this afternoon. South to southwest winds will average 20 to 25 miles an hour, along with gusts around 30 miles an hour, over portions of south central and southeast Oklahoma through noon. A weak cold front will approach south central and southeast Oklahoma during the afternoon, allowing the gusty winds to subside and slowly shift to the west and northwest. As the winds do decrease and shift to a more westerly direction, temperatures are expected to warm into the 70 to 75 degree range, allowing relative humidities to drop into the 25 to 35% range. Over the rest of Oklahoma, the strong southerly winds will be replaced by west and northwest winds in the 10 to 20 miles an hour range as the front passes. Afternoon temperatures will be near those seen on Thursday, with most highs in the lower and middle 60s, and minimum relative humidities in the 30 to 40% range. A few locations across northwest Oklahoma could see the relative humidities drop to between 20 and 25% for a short time this afternoon as drier air works in from southwest Kansas. Caution should be exercised to prevent the start or spread of wildfires, which could result in the destruction of grasslands, forests, livestock, and property. Be responsible and dispose of used cigarettes properly. This is your weather radio station WNG 654 in Stillwater, operating on a frequency of 162.500 MHz. Programming originates from the Norman Forecast Office. We make the difference when it matters most.